Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Chaf Aleph. We are learning the section of the Masa'ot Amim, the prophecies, heavy prophecies regarding other nations, and this Perek has three different Masa'ot regarding three different nations. The first one is going to be about Bavel. Now, that should raise questions for those who've been following since the beginning of the Sefer, because we already had two prakim regarding Bavel. Why then does there need to be a second Masa and a third Perek talking about Bavel? And the Mefarshim explain that since Bavel is somebody who hurt Am Yisrael a lot, especially in the time just after Yeshayahu, so their downfall is also a big part of our story. And in fact, the Perek here dovetails very beautifully with the story in Daniel Perek Hay. Daniel Perek Hay describes how Belshazzar, the last of the Babylonian kings, makes an incredible feast, believing that he has defeated not just the Jews, but the God of the Jews. And overnight, on that very night, a hand appears with writing on the wall describing the downfall of Belshazzar. That writing is something which only Daniel is able to understand and decode. And ultimately, what lands up happening that night is that the Persians attack, Pras or Madai. The first Persian king, Dariush I, kills Belshazzar, and thus ends the Babylonian Empire and begins the Persian one. And that vision, or that night, is what's going to be the topic of this Perek. Pasuk Aleph opens for us, Masa Midbar Yam. This is a prophecy regarding the Western Desert, because this, from the perspective of the Persians, who will conquer the people of Bavel, Bavel is on the west. Kesufot ba-negev lachalof ma-midbar ba-me'eretz nora'a. Like a dry desert wind, they come, they being the Persians, and they come me'eretz nora'a. And nora'a is a terrible land, Rashi says, because it's a land of snakes and scorpions. The Radak says, no, it's nora'a because it's far away and it's unknown. And according to the Malbim, it's called nora'a because the Babylonians were most threatened by the Persians. And so for them, Persia was seen as an awe-inspiring people. Pasuk Beis tells us, Chazus kashehu gadli, a difficult vision has been told to me. And there are many ways of reading this vision, which is going to run all the way from Pasuk Beis until the end of Pasuk Hay. We're going to try read it in two ways together today. The one will be the way that Rashi and Radak read it, and the other one will be the way that the Malbim reads it. The way the Rashi and Radak read it is that Yeshayahu has this prophecy, and he has this vision which is told to him, and what is he told? Ha-boged, boged, v'ha-shoded, shoded. The robbers are robbed, and the plunderers are plundered. Ali Elam, Tsuri Madai, arise, O Elam, which is a city in Persia, and lay siege, Madai. Kol anchata hishbati, I have ceased the wailing or the crying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol invites Pras and Madai to come and plunder the terrifying, plundering nation of Bavel in order to cease, in order to stop the crying of the people who are wailing because they're being oppressed by the Babylonians. The Malbim reads this as two different people who are watching it happening. And this chazut kasher, this difficult, not prophecy, but vision, that one of the people is standing and he's watching as the story plays out. And it's written in third party, not because the Navi is predicting it, but because someone is seeing it happen. And thus, Pasuk Gimel, according to the Malbim, is going to be the response of this person who's watching the Persians come and destroy Bavel. And he describes, Alken mal umat nai chalchala. I am absolutely terrified. Tsirim achozeni, kitsira yoleda. Birth pains, as if, grab hold of me. Na'aveti mishmoa nivhalti miros. I am too anguished to hear. I'm too terrified to see. Obviously, if we read this like the Ramban and the Radak, which is that this is talking about Yeshayahu, why would Yeshayahu be filled with anguish to hear about the destruction of Bavel? And once again, as we saw previously, Rashi quotes the famous Medrash, which is that Jews, especially Nevi'im, are sad for the suffering of our enemies, even though they're our enemies. And we'll go back to the Malbim. The Malbim says, this man is terrified, ta'alavavi platzot ba'atatni, et neshef chishki samli lecharada. I'm terrified, I'm confused. The word neshek is a difficult word to translate. The way that the Malbim translates it is that it's removed. Neshef Chishki means that my desire has been removed. In other words, he's absolutely terrified. He's confused. The way the Malbim reads it is that there's just too much going on. It's a total sensory overload. However, Rashi reads the word neshef in a more traditional way as referring to nighttime. And then this fits beautifully with Daniel Perek Hay, because it's describing the king of Babylon. And this fits with the next pasuk, where it's a night where the Babylonian king is having a party. Belshazzar says, Arocha shulchan, tzafo hatzofit, achol v'shote. He's having a feast, and he says, set the table and set up the lamps. Everyone is going to eat and drink. Belshazzar was convinced that the 70 years that Yirmiyahu predicted that the Babylon Empire would last had gone over the 70, and he had outlived what God had predicted. And so he has this feast, but in the middle of that neshef chishki, the night of my pleasure, samli lacharada, it turns into a terror as the Persians destroy Babel. From pasuk until yud is the second part of the prophecy regarding Babel. And the way the Rashi reads it is this is just the interpretation of what was seen in the previous vision. And the way the Malbim reads it is this is the second person. Remember, the Malbim says there's two people standing on the wall outside and watching Babylon be destroyed. The one is terrified and shocked and in horror, and the other one is going to be relieved that the Babylonians are destroyed. Let's take a look. Pasuk Vav says, Ki ka amar elai Hashem. Hashem says to me, Lech ha'amed ha'mitzapeh asher yir'ei yagid. Go set up a sentry, a guard, to look over, and he will tell you that which he sees. Who is this God who is watching over? So Chazal tell us that this is a reference to Chavakuk. In Perek Beis in Chavakuk, he describes how al mishmarti e'emda, he is standing watch, and he is standing ve'et yatzva al matzor. I'm standing at my post ve'atzapeliros, and I'm trying to see. What is he trying to see? Ma yedaber biyomai shiv al tochachati. What will Hashem tell me about that which I said? And what is the thing he said? Well, that's in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph in Chavakuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reprimanded by Chavakuk. Chavakuk says to Hashem, Hashem, why are you letting the Babylonians get away with literally murder? Why are you letting them cause so much pain and suffering to Am Yisrael? They need to be punished. And here's the answer to Chavakuk in Yeshayahu. Hashem says, go tell Chavakuk to watch. Because Pasuk Zayin, V'ra'a rechev tzemed prashim, rechev chamor, rechev gamal. They will see this partner of two different horse riders or riders of animals. V'hakshev keshev rav kashev. And he should listen closely, very, very closely. These two animals, says Rashi, are a reference to pras and madai. Don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Chavakuk, the Babylonians will fall. Pasuk Ches, the Yikra Aryeh, lion will call out. And the lion here is Chavakuk, because the gematria, the numerical value of Aryeh is Chavakuk, according to Rashi. And he stands, ala mitzvah, at the outlook, and he says, Hashem, Anochi omed tamid yomam, ve'al mishmarati anochi nitzav kol halaylos. I am standing night and day. And again, we're seeing those words, that he's standing at his mishmeret and his nitzav, just like Chavakuk was. The chariot comes to him and says, Vayomar nafla, nafla, Bavel. Bavel has fallen. V'chol psilei elokeha yishiber la'aretz. And we have this powerful image of the moment of clarity after all of the years of pain, agony, death, and destruction. This voice rings out into the night. Nafla, nafla, Bavel. Babylon has fallen. The way the Malbim reads it is that this person who's standing and waiting is some man who's standing and watching, and he has emuna. He's not Chavakuk, but he is the same mida as we learn from Chavakuk. Chavakuk is the one who teaches us, Sadik be'emunaso yichya, a righteous person lives through his faith. And even though, according to the Malbim, this person, this mitzapeh, the sentry, is not Chavakuk, he really embodies the midah that we learn from Chavakuk. He is steadfast in his faith. And Pasuk Chetz reads, Vayikra Aryeh, not that a lion calls, but he calls out like a lion. He calls out to Hashem and he says, Anochi omed tamid yomam, va'al mishmarasi anochi nitzev kol halelos. I'm not going anywhere. I'm standing here waiting. Day representing the good times, valelos, and the nighttime, the bad time. Hashem, I have faith that you will save Am Yisrael, and I'm not going anywhere until you do. And he waits patiently until the time where he can cry out, Nafla, Nafla, Bavel. Babylon has truly fallen. And we read these psukim, and we yearn to glean from that emunah of Chavakuk, the emunah of the sentry, that we too can wait, Yomam Valaila, until we can surely say, Nafla, Nafla, that our enemies have fallen. And that leads us to the next masa. Remember, I said there were three masa'ot in this perek. The next masa is very, very confusing. It's only two psukim. It tells us it is a masa regarding Duma. We don't know who Duma is. We know that in Bereshis, Duma is referenced as one of the descendants of Yishmael. So maybe this is talking about Yishmael. However, others understand Duma from the word Edom, the last of all the exiles. And this is not a prophecy about some nation that was, but it is a vision of the future. At the end of days, at the end of the exile of Edom, what would happen? Eli kore misair. He calls out to me from Seir. Shomer, ma milayla, shomer, ma milel. Watchman, what will be of the night? Watchman, what will be of the night? And here the watchman is not Chavakuk, and it is not the Baal Emunah, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Shomer Yisrael, the guardian of Israel, and we turn and we say, what will be of the night? We are standing and waiting through these dark nights, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what will be? How much more nighttime do we have to go through? It feels like our exile is one long night of tragedy after tragedy. Hashem, ma milayla, what will be of the night? Omer Shomer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns and he says to us, Ata boker, don't worry, the morning is coming. V'gam laila, and also night. Okay, we have to see what that means. Im tivayun ba'u shuvu atio. If you want it, then demand it. Come and return. If this is a prophecy about the end of the days, then Rashi says, when Hashem tells us, Ata boker v'gam laila, night and day both come, that means that at the end of days we know that for the righteous people it will be boker, it will be day, and for the wicked people it will be laila, nighttime. Hashem says there will be justice. The world will once again be fair. And then the Radak fills in the dialogue between us and Hashem here in this pasuk. In response to Hashem saying that there will be a time in which there'll be day for the righteous and night for the wicked, we turn and we say, okay, so when is it happening? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im tivyun tabau, if you want it, whenever you want it. And we answer, we say, what do you mean? Of course we want it. Why isn't it come already? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu, do teshuvah. And if you do teshuvah, then morning will come. And therefore, this masa of Duma is a prediction about the future times when our final enemy will be destroyed. And it's an invitation to us to do teshuvah, shuvu. And once we do teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the final and ultimate geula. However, the way the Malbim reads it is so beautiful. When the pasuk says, Ata boker v'gam laila, night and day are both coming, says the Malbim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu maps out the world is that morning can come, v'gam laila, in the middle of the night. There are two ways we know that Mashiach can come. The one is be'ita, at the right time, at the end of the night, the morning comes. But the other one is achishana, that through doing teshuvah, through us returning ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can bring the geula, the redemption, even in the middle of the night. Ata boker v'gam laila. Morning can come while it's still night, if you want it enough, v'shuvu, and you do teshuvah. And I think what's so beautiful about these two psukim is that nestled amongst the dense words of difficult poetry regarding various different nations, there comes a prophecy regarding a different nation, a nation that is still standing. It's still waiting. And we're waiting, ever waiting, waiting for the dawn. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a reminder of hope and charges us with a mission. Do teshuvah, and the night will come to an end, and the morning will come. The third and last masa of this perek regards Arabia. Masa ba'arav. This is a prophecy regarding Arabia. Be'ya'ar ba'arav talinu orchot dadanim. In the desert of Arabia, you will sleep. The caravans of dadanim. And Rashi understands the word dadan from the word dod, which is cousins. And the 10 tribes were being exiled. We begged our oppressors to allow us to go through the land of Bnei Yishmael, the children of Yishmael, who we knew were our cousins. And we said, perhaps if we go through there, then they will have mercy on us and they will help us as we passing by as slaves. Likrat tzamei haitiu mayim yoshvei eret tema belachmo kidmu nodad, that maybe they would meet us with thirst and they would allow us to live and stay in the land of Tema and they would greet us with bread. But they didn't. And they weren't interested in having compassion and care for the Jewish refugees. And so our perek ends the last two psukim with the punishment of the people of Arabia. Ki ko omar Hashem elai, Hashem says to Yeshayahu, ba'od shana kishnei sachir, in one more year, like the year of a hired worker. And Rashi says the hired worker here means it's going to be exacting, just like a person who is hired to work calculates exactly when to and how much work to do. So too, it will be, Hashem is exacting with his punishment of these people. And what will happen? V'kala kol kvad Kedar. And all the dignity of Kedar will be destroyed. Kedar was one of the tribes within the people of Yishmael. U'sha'ar mispar keshet giborei b'nei Kedar yimatu. And the remaining bows of the Kedar warriors will be few in number. Ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael diber. Because thus Hashem has spoken. And this wraps up Perek Chaf Aleph. And as we said, Perek Chaf Aleph has three very different visions. The one is the destruction of the Babylonians at the hands of the Persians in that terrifying night where we managed to finally say Nafla Nafla Bavel. And we learned Emunah from that and how we should wait also night and day for the destruction of our enemies. Then we have the vision of Duma, a nation at the end of times, who also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uses as an invitation to us to say Du Teshuvah, and the night will come to an end. And the last prophecy was regarding the people of Arabia, of Kedar, who were cruel to the people being exiled during the time of Sanherib. And as a result, they too will be destroyed. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shalano, U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina Vachaim Shenka.